This recording, Jiangsu 18, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at a Nord Zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Dark Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even though, on her first morning, she felt stressed, she ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Calmer, calmer," which Sarah thought was another choice for a name. Calmer was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Calmer and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Hello everyone, I'm Erin. I'm from Changzhou, Jiangsu Province. My hometown is Jintan. It's a beautiful place. I began learning English in my primary school. I like reading novels, listening to music, and traveling. Traveling abroad is my dream. My favorite animal is dog. I hope I will have a pet dog in the future.
孔子讲：“我傲色西子，不是说乎？有朋友总老远个地方来，不是月乎？宁不晓得傲不晕，不是君子乎？”孔子讲：“是三百，一以彼此子，讲斯无涯。”子游问孝，孔子讲：“跟阿的孝者，是为能也。至于曲墨，皆能有也。夫今何日别乎？”孔子讲：“斯其受日，观之受由，坐之受安，宁以守哉？宁以守哉？”